Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to spend some time talking about that. Councilman Joe Geruso joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
One thing, and we'll get to some more things in a minute, but one thing that stuck out to me on Channel 4's special last night was that in addition to pumping and drainage and so forth, we got to learn to live with some of this water. And for those of you that have been to Parkway Bakery, you may have seen the parking lot with the, it's like mats over shells, however you want to describe it. And that is something that the city council is going to require from now on. How does that work?
Yeah, so you're right about that. One of the things we talk about a whole lot is we're not going to pump our way out of this problem, and we've got to do a much better job of retaining water, and that's everywhere. So Parkway is actually one of the first places that has this permeable material where water can seep through, and then they actually retain a lot of its own water underneath the ground. So we want to make sure as these parking lots are being built and more zoning changes happen, that there's permeable concrete other places in the city. And that's just a piece of it. City Park is getting ready to take on 47 million gallons of water to help out people living around that neighborhood. And obviously, we want to look at other projects across the city that will do the same thing.
So today, you're going to have a Public Works Committee meeting, right?
Yes.
And what's going to be going on there?
So it's going to be talking about the primarily a lot of the issues that were raised on the WWL report. I actually was watching Hammer's report with Gassan, and he asked a lot of the same questions. Yes, that we plan on asking. Well, look, that team of Pearlstein, Katie Moore, and David Hammer have done an excellent job. And
Danny Monteverdi, not to leave
him out. Danny, don't want to leave Danny out of the mix, too, have done an excellent job in asking a lot of the questions that we have. And look, I think for us, the theme of the meeting is going to be prioritization, coordination, and communication, because people know that we don't have enough money. You alluded to that before the last segment, to fix everything all at one time. But we have to sort of start telling people this is where the real problems are and this is our game plan for dealing with it.
Somebody texted in, and you can get to this when we come back. Please ask this question. The city received over $1 billion from FEMA for drainage improvements. By the mayor's own admission, only 5% of that money's been spent. Why are you shaking down, this is a text, not me, why are you shaking down the citizens for more money when you've got $1 billion in unspent funds? I understand that's going to be discussed today at the meeting. The FEMA funds will, in addition to what else you're going to be talking about, we'll address it when we come back. It's 820 now at WWL, and it's time to look at traffic. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're going to spend some time talking about an ongoing drainage issue, and we all know about that in the city of New Orleans. Councilman Joe Geruso is nice enough to spend some time with us, a city council member and a member of the Public Works Committee and Sanitation Environment as well. So one of the things today, Joe, at the meeting, and this goes to the text that I got earlier, item 4, it looks like, on the agenda, update on FEMA Joint Infrastructure Recovery Request Project, spending and coordination between Department of Public Works and Sewerage and Water Board. Of course, in Jefferson Parish, it's all one entity. Here, it's two. Where does that all stand with FEMA funding? Is it for streets? Is it for drainage? How can it be used? When is it going to be used?
All very good and valid questions. And look, the person who called or texted in has an extremely valid question. It's part of the reason why we're asking it. So remember a few things. It's $2.4 billion total. It's spread out between the streets and Sewage and Water Board, with the bulk going to the streets. I think of the money that's going towards Sewage and Water Board, it is a few hundred million, but not as much as the streets themselves are supposed to get. And the reason why we're asking about it is for a couple of things. Number one, what is the progress? 1% was what occurred under the last administration. This administration is now at 5%.
Already?
Already, wow. Correct. And that's real progress, right? That's 400% higher than what's happened. But if people don't know where it's happening, then it's a hard conversation to have. And I'll just give you an example. Some of my neighbors in the lakefront complain I'm not seeing any progress. Well, there's work being done in West Lakeview right now, but people who live, you know, even half a mile away don't feel it because it's not them. Number two, deadlines have been moved in the past. And I was at a recent meeting where one of my older neighbors said, look, I've lived in Leonidas for 30 years and I've never seen a street repaved or done. And so what's going to happen to that? So trying to figure out about the deadlines. And then really sort of three, making sure that there is a clear, articulated picture of the work that's going to happen, particularly in 2020 and 2021, not only so people know, but also to make sure it's coordinated, because sometimes we're seeing work that's really close to each other geographically, and they're slated for different times, and just trying to make sure all that work gets captured at once.
You know, everything in construction is sequencing. Anybody that's ever built anything or worked construction knows that. So $2.4 billion total. A couple of hundred million to go for sewage and water board, I presume, drainage. It's earmarked for that, which is, compared to $2.4 billion, not a lot of money. And it's like the old joke, soon we'll be talking about real money here. But I guess what I'm asking, Joe, is if what sense does it make if you have the FEMA money to fix the street if you don't take care of the sewage beneath the street? Because then you're just going to wind up digging it up eventually anyway, right? Doesn't this really have to all be done at one time?
Well, that's a part of the questions we're asking too, right? And what you absolutely want to avoid is digging up the street for full reconstruction in particular, and then there's a pipe or pipes that have problems, or something that happens on the site, and then a new street is put down, new curbs are put down, and then the pipe bursts, and you have to dig up the street again. So yes, the answer to that is absolutely, and that's absolutely part of the coordination piece to make sure everybody's talking to one another. And look, as you were talking before the break, there are just different funding mechanisms for each of the different systems. Sewer and water are funded by the bills that we get every single month. And because of the increases over the last 8 years, each system is generating between $100 to $120 million in revenue. Drainage, by contrast, comes exclusively from the property taxes that non-tax-exempt entities pay and only generates $56 million. So there's a huge difference in the amount of money that just comes in, number one, and then number two, the money that's being used. But absolutely agree that there has to be a plan. And that is going to be the theme of today's meeting. What is the plan? How are we going to get there? If you're spending the money, how do we be assured that not just the work is being done quickly, but that it's being done right?
How flexible are those FEMA funds in terms of doing it all right? Because again, if you don't know by now that if you fix the street, I'm not talking about you, Joe, but if you don't know that if you fix the street and you don't take care of what's underneath, that you're whistling in the, whatever the expression is, if you don't move the FEMA funds or you can't, then what sense does it make until you have the money to fix the sewage as well, right? The drainage?
Right. Yeah. Well, look, we don't want to whistle into the wind, but there are funds that are tied to making sure that the sewer, the water, or the drainage is fixed at the same time. Okay. And one of the questions, particularly Councilmember Moreno has routinely advocated for, is what's supposed to happen with the FEMA funding is replacing like for like, right? So if the street was in a certain condition in 2005, you're going to get a similar street today. Well, if Sewage and Water Board and DPW can make the concrete more permeable, particularly around the curbs, and if there's ways to make retention better, can those be folded into the plants? And Department of Public Works has routinely said yes. So we're kind of looking at everybody here, not only to spend the money in a way that repairs the streets, but to spend the money in a smart way that improves the subsurface infrastructure, but also better practices than what we were doing 20 years ago.
So we talked about Parkway and the parking lot there. Is it possible that the street after it's repaired would look like that?
I don't know if it's going to look quite like that, but certainly I think those edges that are between maybe the street itself and close to the curb are what you might see that is slightly different coloration because it has more of the permeable materials in it, and also trying to make sure that water as you're doing the street is going to the catch basins and going down. So that's what we're looking at.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. Hope it is a productive.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.